Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 9th and the whole week ahead. Well, as Mars now moves into Scorpio and leaves behind your 11th house, have you got lots of plans for the future ready? Well, you should have. If you took my advice 6, 7, 8 weeks ago, you will now know that whatever you did over this period should have been planning for the future. And if that's the case and you took my advice, you should be raring to go now with your long-term objectives. Here's your Sunday stars. You've got two aspects today and they both contradict each other. One is stunning, startling, brilliant when it comes to mental and intellectual things. Great for travel, especially if things are unpredicted and out of the blue. But the other one means that you don't really see a situation in its full glory. So you hide away from the truth or can't get a hold of reality. Where does that affect most? Money and love. Here's your Monday stars. The moon square to Saturn in your sign is slightly dicey because it can put you on a bit of a downer. So in other words, you only see the wrong side of a situation, not the right side. Unusual for you as a Sagittarian. Alternatively, you are up and running and bright and breezy, but somebody around you is a party pooper and tries to rain on your parade. Well, I'd get shot of them as quickly as you can. Here's your Tuesday stars. So much better, so much brighter. Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed stars are just what you need. Lovely to be with other people. Friendships will really prosper under these stars. And it's a great time to do anything in a group or a club setting. So whatever it is you do now, even if you're planning for a Christmas bash or a New Year party, it's all good. Here's your Wednesday stars. Sun conjunct Mercury in your sign, but remember Mercury is a wayward planet at the moment. So I wouldn't in any way advise that you make concrete cut and dried decisions. By all means, look at the choices around you with your life. And this is a good time for you to seek renewal. It's your birthday period. But it's the new year that really beckons. And that's then when you should have your decisions made. Here's your Thursday stars. Reflective, taking things slowly and easy, but your judgment is pretty good now. So if there's anything you need to do today where you have to come to a decision, and especially where it concerns other people rather than yourself, then this is a good day to weigh up the pros and cons. I think somebody around you could need a shoulder to cry on and in many ways may come and ask you for your advice. Here's your Friday stars. I love this Mercury-Venus connection in your sign. Not only is it good for you to get a new image, a new look, maybe for the new year or just your birthday. I mean, your birthday is everything with these stars. But it's about fun. It's about going out and enjoying yourself, whether it's at a local sports match, game, or whether it's at the theatre, or to do with music or comedy. It doesn't really matter. But you need to show yourself off by being the belle or beau of the ball.